as a young girl, I got into some really deep, dark things. I was in an abusive family, and so the spirit of rejection gripped my life, and I was looking for acceptance when I felt like I wasn't even looked at or loved or cared for in my family. And so the enemy used that as an open door to get me to stray away from my Christian upbringing. I remember beginning to cut myself with razors, wanting to kill myself, but it was a lot of self-mutilation nonstop. And that opened the door for me to get involved with other girls who were doing that same thing. You know, most of the time you'll find that kids, young people, or even adults can link up and kind of be in that same vein. And so these girls were doing the same thing. They invited me to watch a movie called The Craft, which was about four witches, Wiccans, in high school, and they had all this power and were doing things. And I watched the movie, and I decided in myself, I want to do that. I want to pursue that. And I did. And so I began to look up the origins of Wiccan and witchcraft, and I just began to dive into that. For a while, I felt like, well, this is wonderful. You know, everything is a god. God's not the only god. The tree can be a god. The dog can be a god. Goddesses and all these deities. And even in my own self, I thought, and even I can be a god. And there is no one big higher power. And so I strayed far, and the enemy kept leading me darker and darker. And to the point where I remember living in a house with another witch, and we were doing spells, having parties, you know, getting in circles, calling on spirits to arise and come in us. We literally wanted them to come in us because we didn't think it was being possessed. We thought it was giving us power. So we would take drugs to accomplish that. And I remember it starting to get very scary. I wouldn't sleep. I went through like so much insomnia. I would hear scratching on the wall behind me. I would be sleeping. I would hear tapping, knocking, fingernails on over the wall. Lights would bust and break when we would walk through the house. So after that, I was just like, I'm done with this. And even though I put the craft down, my life was still so tormented. And I was doing a lot of drugs at that point. And it was just really, really bad. So for 9 years from that point, my life was in and out of jails, drug addicted to meth, heroin, homeless for a period of time, living in people's sheds in their backyard, just like a wild animal, literally insane in my mind. And then God rescued me, and he set me apart and literally delivered me, ripped all of that out in a moment. And it was amazing. So that's a little bit of my story. If you can get the young generation, you can get the world. And so what parents think is a one-day thing, it is not a one-day thing. It is only an open door that allows children, teens, and even adults to go, if we allow this one day, and then later on you'll find that they'll then allow horoscopes, and then they'll allow horror movies and sorcery and witchcraft. And next thing you know, they've got healing crystals instead of calling on the name of Jesus. And they've got sage instead of using the authority to tell demons to go. And now we have what we call a mixture that has come in. The devil is not backing off the generation. He's increasing. And if anybody has news or social media, you don't even need me or a prophet to tell you that. That's blatant. The world can tell you that. So he's ramping up. And right now they say that during this time, in any state, police officers and the ambulance people, the EMS, they can tell you that is the day that they have the most kidnappings, child abductions, murders. For some reason, that day, everybody is on high alert in the police industry. They know something's going down today. Why is that? And so for me, I feel like it's important that parents, we stop trying to be cool. And well, I don't want my kid to miss out. I want my kid to miss out on demonic stuff. I surely do. And so it was my job to train her up since she was young to know, hey, we don't compromise and serve the devil one day and then serve God 364 days. We don't even participate in that day. And we don't need a substitute. You know, Satanists don't have a substitute for Passover. They don't have a substitute for Easter or Resurrection Sunday, whatever people want to call it. They just count it like it's nothing to them. Why do Christians have to have a substitute for a day of the dead? Samhain, or Samhain, however people want to say it, is really where this is all came from. And it was a day where the people of the town believed that crossing over from summer into fall, that there was that one day where the veil, this veil that they believed held back the dead from people who were alive, that that veil would be very, very thin, and it would, you'd be able to cross through. And so they believed that the dead could arise during that time and come into their world. And so, I mean, that's where we get costumes from. Yeah. Because what people wanted to do, instead of these spirits coming and acting revenge on them, they would disguise themselves to appear like they were one of the spirits. That's where costumes came from. And jack-o'-lanterns, that was not so that people can celebrate harvest. You cut the face in those and you put a light in them, the squashes and all that, so that the spirits would look or feel that faces were growling back at them, and it would push them back off of the house so that these spirits, the dead, wouldn't come and do vengeance on their house. The same thing where they would leave out treats, or they felt like if they were kind enough to these evil spirits or whatever, that the spirits wouldn't come in and trick them. So they would offer a treat instead. And so a lot of things, people go, it's so innocent, it's fine. But everything was to do with the dead, this evil, the god of death was supposed to be creating all this happenings. And it's just all steeped in demonic rituals. And for me, I can't find substitute for demonic rituals. I don't need that. I'm a believer. And so we need to understand, you can't change the origins. And then people do that. They'll go, well, this is the holiday, but we're going to change it and make it a Christian holiday. You can't do that. Just like I cannot take a Ouija board and say, well, we're not going to talk to the dead on the Ouija board. Why don't we just talk to God on the Ouija board? No, now, everybody would laugh at that, right? They would be like, no, that's foolish. And it's the same with Halloween. We need to have these hard conversations with our kids, and we need to be able to sit them down and just have that face-to-face and say, hey, this is a real realm. This is, you know, what's really going on. And I want to educate you so that you can know. And so they can also provide answers to their friends, because it's, you know, peer pressure is real. The kids, they all talk. A lot of schools allow them to come and just participate in Halloween on that day, where schools would not allow the children to come in and celebrate the birth of Jesus on his, you know, birthday. They don't allow that, but they will allow you to come in and celebrate the Day of the Dead. That's crazy to me. So I think parents need to know we're in a spiritual battle, and Satan is out to kill, steal, and destroy. He doesn't take a nap from that. So we need to be on our posts. We need to be the protectors of our family. And one way we can protect our family is say, we don't participate in these things. We're going to close this door. And someone may be listening, watching, or reading, and they make, well, what do? I've already participated in this. Is the door open? What I did with my family is we just repented. We said, God, we didn't know. We just clean us from this. We just wash us clean, forgive us for any ignorance on our part. And now we close the door and we move forward in obedience to your word. And then we just close that door and we just say, that's it. We're not participating anymore.
I tell you, it boggles my mind how you can have a wine night stand with the devil and then say you love Jesus. I got, let me just start off with this. I got married in Halloween, a demonic wedding, a despicable demonic wedding with rituals of animal sacrifices and witches and warlock mediums that got demon possessed that blessed my wedding on Halloween. You got Anton LaVey. He passed away a long time ago. He was a founder of the Church of Satan. And he said, I want to thank every Christian parent. At least one time out of the year, you let your children celebrate the devil. This is the devil worshiper telling you, he's thanking you. He's sending you a thank you note for putting your kids in sacrificial spiritually in the demonic altar. And then I don't care if you dress it up as trunk or tree in your church. I don't care if you dress it up as harvest. And now you want Jesus to validate it. And then you're going to dress kids up and say, come to our church, dress up like little Noah, dress up like little Isaac, dress up like little David. And this is a safe place. You're still celebrating a demonic holiday. You're still celebrating the devil. Like the devil is going to stay out of your church that day. As a matter of fact, when you celebrate Halloween, the devil lives in your church. So why would you celebrate something? You know, I tell people, I never heard the Satanists say, I can't wait to Good Friday so I can go celebrate with you. I mean, I never heard a devil worshiper who say, I can't wait for Good Friday. I'm excited to go to church with you on Resurrection Sunday. Mm-hmm. Man, I got goosebumps just talking about it. And here you are, you in bed with the devil, making sacrificing your children. And this is the sad part, that you take your kid to church all these years, and then your kid, at a certain age, he rebels because the devil came to collect. Now your kid's on drugs. And you say, oh, well, but I took my kid to church all every Sunday. What happened? Well, the Halloween, the trunk or treat, the harvest, you sign legal rights over to the devil spiritually over your children. So when your daughter go out and she sleeps around with everybody, all because you decided to make the devil first. Adam and Eve, they committed one sin. They disobeyed God one time and they lost the condo. They lost the paradise. Esau disrespect God one time. He saw his birthrights, lost his inheritance. So be careful and be aware that you want to celebrate harvest? The Bible says the harvest is plain, the work of the field. Go talk to people about Jesus. Celebrate the harvest that way and bring souls into the kingdom. And you'll have an amazing reward in heaven for doing that. Not because candy doesn't taste better. And a Hershey bar is not going to taste better October 31st. It's still a Hershey bar. Yeah. They know. I mean, they're not stupid. They know. The same way the movie stars know. The same way you got Kurt Franken singing saying that the lamb and the lion will bow down to the goat. He knows what he's saying. Mm-hmm. He ain't stupid. He didn't stutter. He don't have a stuttering situation going on. He knows what they're saying. They know what they're doing. My sister, they want us to believe that they're ignorant so they can continue to do on mm-hmm. what they want to do. Okay, I was not fooled for 25 years that I was serving the devil and I was going to hell. I was very happy to go to hell. And I was very happy to serve the devil. Mm-hmm. I knew what I was doing. So there's no ignorance when you know the word of God. And you know the word of God says, don't partake in the deeds of darkness. Expose them. Why would you be entertained? Why would you be intertwined with the things of darkness when the Bible makes it clear? It's simple English. Don't get involved. Stay away from the things of darkness. What Baal has to do with Jesus? What darkness has to do with life? Even a five-year-old understands that. Well, the day itself, the danger is that you just gave your son over to the devil. You sacrificed him like in the days of the Israelites. The kids, they put him to the fire. They burned them like Moloch, the demon. They give him to him in a physical way. Then you're giving your kids in a spiritual way. This is coming from an ex-devil worshiper. I got the devil's playbook. I didn't read this somewhere in the library somewhere that I just took the book out. I'm telling you because I did it for 25 years. I don't care how the pastor tell you. I don't care if they say, you know, we're going to dress you up like a little mermaid, you know, Ariel, marine spirit. Oh, we're going to dress you up like Casper, the friendly ghost. It's still a demon. It's still a spirit. He's still dressing your kid up. It is this, the initiation of the dressing up, coming in agreement with something that is demonic, despicable, and unrighteous in the eyes of God, an abomination. You validate it by trying to put the name of Jesus. Jesus is about baptized, and Jesus is going to bless something that he's not in it. That's why he told Isaac. Isaac is the promise. And Ishmael, I don't have to bless Ishmael because that's not my plan for you. So we keep hanging out with Ishmael on Halloween, and we think God's going to bless us. Now, it's to repent. You'll call. Absolutely. It's like saying, if someone commits a crime when they was 15 years old and they don't get caught, and now they're like 80 years old, they get caught, you think that they're gonna say, well, you're 80 years old, you know, that's okay, you know, you're gonna die next week anyway. You're 80 years old, you're gonna die next week anyway, we'll let you slide. No, they're gonna bring them to court and try the person at 80. Mm-hmm. So same thing in the spirit. Whatever doors you open in the spirit, which is Ouija board, horror movies, celebrating demonic Halloween, or celebrating November 1st. November 1st is a demonic holiday too, the Day of the Dead. You bring food to your spirits, you bring food to your relatives. Listen, if you're, I don't mean to be cold and harsh, but if your relative is Christian and they're hanging out with Jesus, they're having such a good time, they're not going to eat your food anyway. these are demons, familiar spirits. And if you have a relative like me that died without Jesus, they're in hell, they're being fried by the fire of eternal hell. They don't have time to eat. So these are familiar spirits that you're making contract and celebration and bringing them offerings to them, and you're bringing those things to your house. The devil is into culture. The devil loves culture, but the culture brings humanity. Humanity brings people. And the devil knows he can bring culture, he brings humanity. My friend Craig Lewis, awesome pastor, he taught a teaching on how the devil was an influencer in heaven. That's why he was able to influence the third of the angels to fight against heaven. So the devil brings people into culture, like the artists, musicians, or even wannabe Christians, fake Christian Dior's, they call themselves Christians, the influencers, to influence people out of the kingdom, out of God's perfect will, because they, when you have influence, you could sway people to the wrong direction. The Bible says it, get it, stay away from the world. Why? I mean, if God took you out of the world, why are you going back? Why you got your feet, 1 foot in the world, 1 foot in the world, and 1 foot out? Either you're in, you're out. You know, I mean, no one's going to be a perfect Christian. We know that. I mean, no one's going to be perfect. Only Jesus is perfect. But man, but live your life genuine for the Lord. Be genuine believer. I don't go back like candles. I don't have to light candles. I don't have to do animal sacrifices. I was a serial killer of chickens. I killed so many chickens in Frank Perdue. You know, I spent my life in cemeteries, witchcraft, oceans, marine spirits, you know. I spent my life in water spirits. I did all the ceremonies. I did all the witchcraft. I astral projected. That's what they call the civil court, my contract with the demon. I did astral projecting to curse regions, to curse neighborhoods, to sneak into people's homes and curse their marriages. I did all that. And that's all under the blood of Jesus Christ, because when God forgives, he forgives completely. But I'm exposing, and I'm the watchman on the wall that's bringing a warning to your house to stay away from these things. I'll pay the consequences later. You know, the devil's going to give you what you want, but later he'll send you the bill. And people are saying, oh, you're human. I'm human. I'm human. Mm-hmm. I'm human. I'm human. Well, I know, yeah, I know you're human. That's why God came down, because you can fix it yourself. Right? And then you hear people saying, why are you judging me? Right? Mm-hmm. That's another thing. All right? It's not judging you. It's giving you a wake-up call before it's too late. Because if you were to take the mic and put it in hell and hear testimonies in hell, mm-hmm. Everybody in hell have the same testimony. They would love to hear the word repent one more time. I think the best book in the planet is the Bible. The author is still alive. The rest of the other ones are dead. Amen. You know, I mean, why follow a dead person? He ain't going to get you nowhere. You know, a dead person to get you to a dead end.
Amen.
Follow Jesus Christ. And Jesus is not a religion. It's a relationship, by the way. Yeah. Everything else is a religion. I think the best thing you can do in your own life, whether you're sickness, whatever you find yourself today, give Jesus the Pepsi challenge. Give him 30 days of your life and see what happens. And I promise you, you won't regret it. And if you've done things that are unrighteous, unholy, or you let the devil steal your time because you spend more time with social media or television, and you know you're a lukewarm Christian, it's never too late to come back to God's perfect will and renounce these things and get right with God. Because God's opportunities are not every day, but when they do show up, man, run with them. You won't regret it, you know. And I think the last thing I say, you know, it's not where you start, it's where you want to finish with Jesus. Amen.